This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. This information just into the VOA newsroom. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush has died. He was 94 years old. We'll give you details as we get them. Also in the news, the leaders of the United States, Mexico, and Canada have signed a new North American trade deal underpinning a $1.2 trillion annual commerce among the three countries. Here is VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reporting from the G20 summit in Argentina.
U.S. President Donald Trump calls the signing of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, following 15 months of frequently acrimonious negotiations, a truly groundbreaking achievement.
We've worked hard on this agreement. It's been long and hard. We've taken a lot of barbs and a little abuse. And we got there. It's great for all of our countries.
It replaces NAFTA, a pact Trump roundly criticized during his presidential campaign. Before the agreement can take effect, lawmakers from all three countries must approve the USMCA. Democrats in the U.S. Congress, who take control of the House from January, say it will be an uphill battle. Steve Herman, Buenos Aires, Argentina.
President Trump says he will not be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin while at the G20 summit. Earlier reports from the Kremlin said there might be a pull-aside meeting between the two leaders. Mr. Trump spoke with VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren about why he called off the Putin meeting.
Well, I just said that, you know, frankly, in light of what happened with Ukraine, with the ships and the sailors, it just wouldn't be the right time.
Cancellation also came hours after U.S. prosecutors revealed that President Trump's former lawyer admitted lying to Congress about Trump real estate deals in Russia. This is VOA News.